The bots are in.
Bots. The bots have been a problem on this podcast.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Most of our listeners are bots.
It's true.
Maybe someday it'll be like kind of like Blade Runner. We're like, yes, they're bots, but like
maybe they have
like, they
are.
They do have
We've
an opinion.
We've got bots marketing to bots. Yeah,
I can't wait for like the vote, the voter registration act of like the bot voter registration act
23 or
something. Exactly, where they get a bots they get a
right
say.
Vote.
Yeah,
yeah. I think it does make a difference if you're marketing to a bot or a person. Just putting out there.
Well, yeah. I mean, like, what are bots
interests,
like?
Different values.
Yeah.
Bots are like, just give me that data. Just give it.
Yeah,
give me the data.
Right, give me the ones and
give
zeros.
Me that sweet
right,
data.
It's just the display ads are just all ones and zeros. That mean nothing to humans.
Yeah, yeah. And they're like, that was really funny.
Yeah. They're like, ah. Like, I don't know. How does a bot laugh? That was funny.
Hey, man, look what I did. If you did it, would you do it like this?
That's not how I do it.
I've been working myself to the bone, trying to pay off my student loans.
That's not how I do it.
I like carrots in my stew and a sprig of parsley. How about you?
That's not how I do it.
Break it down.
Would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
I'd do it like
Hello, and welcome to That's Not How I Do It, the show where we take a hard look at the world around us, find something we'd like to improve, and fix it. I'm Sam Chidley.
I'm James Miser.
And I'm Margie Chidley.
Wait, who's that? You have the same last name as me.
True. That is true.
So, yeah, as our listeners may have noticed, that's not Jared.
Nope, not Jared. Thank
maybe
God.
Maybe it is Jared.
I'm so happy for once it's not Jared.
Yeah.
Maybe it's Jared in Margie Chidley skin.
Oh, that sounds like something he would do, too.
Watch what you say.
He might do that.
Don't give him ideas.
Yeah. Jared couldn't make it this week, and that is his loss and our gain, because we have my sister on the show.
Hey.
Welcome to the show. James, this is actually your idea to bring her on.
That's right.
Why did she want to do that?
Because, like myself, Margie works in advertising.
True.
Oh, so I guess that you want to talk about that.
I mostly just wanted to talk about myself, and this was just a nice way that I could do that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Okay, let's do that for 2 hours. I've got a few people in my life that I'm close to that work in advertising. Like, my sister works in advertising. My best friend works in advertising.
Who's that?
You don't know him. And also, one of my roommates works in advertising. Like, there's just, like, a lot of people in my life that do this thing. And so I'm kind of curious. I don't really have a very firm understanding of what you guys do.
Yeah.
Or, like, it seems like everybody I know who works in advertising...
Regrets it?
Not regrets it, but definitely complains about it.
There's a lot to complain about.
It's like the devil industry. That's not prostitution, but is.
So when I hear things like that, I think that is just like prime fodder for this show where we fix things. So
good luck.
Yeah. So let's get into it. Like, what about advertising? Like, we want to change some stuff, right?
Yeah. I guess. We should just start with, why do we even have it?
Right, because if you all complain about it so much, like, stop.
Nobody likes it.
The thing is, we complain about it, but it's one of those things that's kind of also a necessary evil in a way, because otherwise, I mean, where advertising really started, it's probably as old as time, honestly, because anytime you have a business or people trying to sell things for wares or barter or anything, you're going to have... a system of communication to get that message out there, right?
That's right. Yeah.
I have the best wine barrels or the best, I don't know,
lemonade.
Ferrets. I don't know.
Ferrets.
Yeah.
Ferret stand.
Ferrets,
5 cents.
Even ferret stands need advertising.
That's
but
true.
It's like then somebody else with a ferret stand comes along and they're like, well, I have better ferrets. And then you have to like get into kind of a war. And one of the ways to do that without slicing each other's tires, I guess, is to...
Yeah, have the war of
have
public
it out
opinion.
In advertising,
yeah.
Right? So that's kind of... a really weird way of how advertising sort of started was businesses with wanting to communicate that they had better ferrets.
Right, right.
So if, if I've got Sam's ferret stand, mm-hmm. and like everybody in my neighborhood is like, yeah, go to Sam, he's got the best ferrets. But like once I want to get like beyond that street,
right,
I need to talk to somebody.
How are you going
like
to let people
you?
Know?
Yeah.
Because they'll be like, who the fuck is Sam? Why should I care about his ferrets?
Yeah. We got our own ferrets. Right. Our ferrets are better than your ferrets. Right. What makes mm-hmm. you think we should use your ferrets?
Right. So I need to convince them.
Right. Okay. Also, and if you also you want to like grow the business, mm-hmm. you have to find new ways of using ferrets, like ferret, I don't know, snake oil and ferret claws and mm-hmm. I don't know.
First, I am very interested in seeing a ferret snake.
Aren't we all? Anyway, so that's like, that's kind of, it's interesting that people kind of give it a bad rap, including myself, but it's also one of the things that I don't think people realize how much advertising is sort of necessary for business and,
absolutely.
And the economy and for things to work and for people to communicate with each other about things for sale.
Right. Yeah. I think as long as we're living in a capitalist society, advertising is a necessity.
Right.
As a somebody who doesn't work in advertising, there's things that bother me about advertising as well, but there's also parts of it that I really like, and things that I think like you might be able to overlook just because like you work in it all the time. Like I like that there is like this aspect of our society that is always trying to tell me a story about their product. You know, that works on me. I don't know if that's the only way to sell something, but it's
that's a big
like,
part of it.
Yeah.
That's honestly, that is literally the reason I got into it.
Right.
Because I thought it was a really interesting way to get into storytelling and not be broke all the time.
Yes.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it was F. Scott Fitzgerald. There's some mm-hmm. some old-timey author who's had some quote that's like, never has there been a pursuit that's wasted such great talents mm-hmm. as advertising.
Yeah. Yeah. It's all artists and writers and
people who want to be doing cool
stuff. Both of us are in the creative department, so we're going to be a little bit skewed regardless.
Yeah. You know, but very much. So
this is different, probably, if you talk to the suits, you know, the number
the suits.
Suits.
The suits.
The them.
So, I'm curious about that. So, like, why do people get into advertising? Is it, if they're not trying to do that, or is it just, like, a money thing, or?
I mean, a lot of people are just interested in, like, being, you know, sort of, like, business people, but want to do something that's, like, more interesting than, like, I don't know, accounting or finance, I think.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Let's be real. It is a fun industry. There's a lot of really fun. Being in an advertising agency is fun. There's a lot of really annoying things about it, but I mean, what other, you know, what accounting firm comes in, like, does the boss come in and be like, hey, but everybody, bagels and champagne, happy birthday. You know, like, and that's like on a Thursday, you know, that's every Thursday. So it's, you know, and like, Christmas parties are insane, and that you get to kind of make a little, not completely your own hours, but you know, there's a lot of leeway.
Yeah, there's a lot of leeway. There's also a lot of stuff where it's like, I'm going out to the shoot,
right?
And I'll be on production for 2 weeks,
and it's in Argentina.
We're staying at like the nicest hotel that they have there, and I don't have to pay for anything. Everything is like taken care of, and then we get to work on some sort of cool spot with a fancy director, and be real fancy people.
You get to go to a foreign land where you don't get to see any of it.
You get
to be on a set that's made to look like America.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's like, that's what I was thinking about. You said it's like, you get to like, you get some leeway with your hours and you get to travel all these places. Like, but everybody,
you don't get to see it all.
Like everybody I know is like they like set their own hours, quote unquote, meaning that they work like 15 hours a day. Like, you know? Like,
no. And that's the other thing that you'll do in advertising is you work a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. You work a lot.
I think I worked like 82 hours last week.
So, I mean, I'm going to change.
Not an exaggeration.
I'm going to change that. As somebody who's not even in the industry, I'm going to say from now on, you only have to work 35 hours a week.
Oh, thanks, Sam.
Yeah, so, that's the best.
You're the best.
You're welcome. So, I mean, I am kind of curious about this idea of the world with or without advertising. Like, if we've decided, it sounds like we have, that we want to have ads. Like, it seems like everybody in this room is on board with that, even though
I don't know if I'm on board with that. I think there's other ways.
Like what? But, like,
well, I think, like, I mean, and this is, like, there is emerging systems that are other ways of tackling ads that are, okay, so there's different types of advertising. There's the advertising that's in your face, and you see it all the time, and it's, you know, the banners and just all the shit that's in your eyeballs. And then there's stuff like Netflix and Hulu and kind of these more subscription-based things that are taking the advertising sort of out of it in a traditional way that's mm-hmm. much, or if there is advertising, it's much less intrusive, mm-hmm. you know? And so there's sort of different two like kind of fork in the road types of ways that it's going right now. One of it's increasingly more annoying, and one of it's more ingrained into the storytelling with yeah. product placement and subscription services.
Yeah, that's interesting. But
I'd rather go that way.
Uh-huh.
I think that there's something interesting in it also where it's like you have these like advertising that doesn't really, is less intrusive, is more like interwoven into the story, but then you also have advertising that doesn't look like advertising at all that I feel right. like is in some ways like more insidious because you don't know
it's
that
also
it's
more dangerous, right?
You don't really know that you're watching advertising.
Mm-hmm. All right, so for us laymen, give us some like examples of what you're talking about when you say that there's like this advertising
one.
That you don't know that's happening.
I saw one last night actually because okay. we were watching the new Blade Runner movie.
Yep.
And I was laughing as in one of the first scenes where they're flying over the new or the you know the dystopian sort of mm-hmm. city of LA. Mm-hmm. And they fly right next to a giant skyscraper, and on the top of it, it says Diageo. Mm-hmm. Diageo is one of the biggest liquor brands in the world. Uh-huh. And they obviously bought placement in this movie to be one of like the skyscrapers of, you know, LA 2049,
uh-huh.
which
yeah.
I don't know. I started laughing because I was like, of course Diageo would do that.
Of course,
you know,
they
of course
would.
They would. And also, probably... You know, probably if anybody's going to have a skyscraper in 2049 and somebody's going to be doing well in that environment, it's going to be fucking liquor.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's very interesting true. To think of like product placement in a shot that is making a comment about
right.
advertising.
Right.
That's like
yeah.
really interesting to me.
That's interesting. I mean, and that whole movie was just chalked to the brim with product placement.
Yeah.
Like his car
definitely
is
some commentary about
his
it.
Car is a Peugeot. Mm-hmm. He, at one point they drive between two buildings, both of which have gigantic Atari logos.
Right. Atari of all brands.
Well, they're trying to make a new console
yeah.
that's coming out next year, I think. And then on top of that, there's Harrison Ford pours Ryan Gosling a glass of whiskey,
yeah, Johnny
sets
Walker.
It down.
Johnny Walker
in Black.
In a Jenga
yeah.
box.
Yeah, a Jenga box.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just like one thing right after the other. And I guess... in one way, it is definitely making commentary on like all these brands and their pervasiveness within yeah. our culture. But it's also playing the other side of the card, too, where it's like all these brands probably paid
oh,
to
oh,
be
yeah,
in the,
for sure.
in
oh,
the
for
movie.
Sure.
Yeah.
And that's honestly, like, that is where advertising has gotten a lot smarter in the last 10 years in mm-hmm. that way, is they realize how annoying they are.
We have realized, honestly. Yeah.
I'm looking at James, like, we have done that
I,
on purpose. Me personally. Right?
Personally.
Have, you know, if you want to reach people, we're like, yeah, if you want to get people to, you know, like your stuff, you got to talk to them in a way that they don't mind. You
yeah.
know? And,
yeah.
Well,
and
that's true. It's because
we're part of the downfall of society, is what we're saying.
Yeah. So the question is, how sneaky can I get with this advertisement?
Right. Yeah. So, I mean, like, on a basic level, I do have to ask that question because it sounds like you've put in some serious thought
oh, yeah.
into that. Is like, so for me as a consumer, like, if I feel that I'm being sold to, there's, like, part of me that's like, ugh, I don't want to be sold to, get out of my face.
Uh-huh.
But then there's another part of me that's like, if you sold to me secretly and I found out, I think I'd hate you twice as much, you know?
Sort of. Or I mean, I don't know if we want to talk about jingles now, but jingles are a great example of, you know, you're being sold something and you don't mind because it's uh-huh. kind of catchy.
Right.
Da-da-ba-ba-ba!
Right.
Yeah, I'm loving it. Yeah, I mean, like... That's
because
the,
it's part like, of culture. That's the thing. Advertising yeah. is also part of culture, and it feeds itself. It's like a secular thing, you know. It feeds culture and is fed by culture, you know.
Right.
So,
yeah.
I think if you can entertain me, which is like a big part of what a jingle does, just on a very primal level, I'm entertained by them.
Right.
Like if you can entertain me, it almost doesn't matter what your message is. I'm going to be a lot more likely to like listen to it.
Okay. Let's go around and each
yeah.
sing our favorite jingle.
All right.
I'd have to think.
All right, you go last. Margie, you have one?
Yeah, I got one.
Okay, you do yours.
My favorite jingle of all time is the Doublemint ad.
Uh-huh.
Like the,
oh, yeah.
And the, with really the twins good. That would cause like, so, I mean, I guess pretty sexist nowadays, but like
right.
the twins that like jump, like come on, and they're like, they're in tennis outfits
uh-huh.
and they're chewing gum.
Yeah.
And the song goes, let me see if I can remember.
I know how it goes.
I remember it. Ready?
Yeah.
Wait a second. Double. Nope.
That was just, all right,
goes,
go ahead.
Double your refreshment. Double your delightment. Oh, no single gum, double French in your mouth like. Double mint, come on and double it. Double mint, gum.
Wow. That was it.
Yeah.
So I,
it was juicy fruit, too.
Yeah.
Juicy fruit.
So the one I remember
was. What do you remember?
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
Yeah, that's the one I remember.
That was another one.
Yeah. Double mint gum, which is four double mints, not two. But, you know.
What's your favorite?
Double.
Give me a break.
Oh, that's a
good one. Give me a break. Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Oh, you went low.
Yeah, I went real low with that one.
I still can't think of a jingle for the life of me.
There's also the Goldfish song. Do you remember the Goldfish song?
No, I don't remember the Goldfish song. There's a lot of like local ads that use jingles that I really liked when I was a kid. There's one that was for like Ben Bridge, which was a jewelry store.
Uh-huh.
And it would say, every ad would end, the diamond people, Ben Bridge.
Ooh, that's a good one. They have a lot of jewelry companies have jingles.
Yeah, you just reminded me of like the K jeweler. Yeah. Every kiss begins with K.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So
more jingles.
So we can. we'll use that to exploit.
Yeah, it sounds like how can we sell shit with this?
The thing about jingles is like the reason it's jingles are my favorite thing in advertising are because you know you're being sold to. It's
right.
In the jingle.
That's true.
You know, it's enjoyment. It's entertaining. Yeah. You know, and it's like.
It's very effective as
it's
well.
It's very effective for decades after the thing has played out.
I don't think I ever. I think the last time I had a piece of double mint gum, I was probably like seven. But like, I still know that fucking song.
Yeah.
Like,
can we sing the Juicy Fruit song real quick?
I don't know it. I don't know the Juicy Fruit.
Yes, you do.
How does the Juicy Fruit one go?
Juicy Fruit is gonna move ya. Choose a song. It gets right through ya.
Oh my God, I remember
juicy
those.
Fruit, yeah,
I remember
the this. Juicy. No, wait. The taste is gonna move ya.
That's a.
You don't know that
a,
one? Jesus Christ, yeah, that's like a classic.
Wow.
I'm old.
Man. That was very well. That was a great rendition of it.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very good. Very good.
The question that I'm getting from you guys right now is like, do we want ads that people are aware that they're seeing, or do we want them to be not aware that they're seeing ads? We're trying to figure out what direction we want to take the world advertising in.
I think aware, but you don't mind.
Okay.
I think you have to be aware. Like, if as you're not aware, then you're just, that's just evil corp.
Right.
Got it. So no more BuzzFeed.
No, I think BuzzFeed should have to put a... This has been the rule forever, and for some reason it's evaporating, is like, you used to have to put advertorial on everything.
Advertorial, sponsored post, whatever. But there's a lot of stuff now where the... Yeah, especially with like social media influencers now.
Let's get into this.
Where you guys were telling me before we started recording that all of my friends are trying to sell me things on Instagram?
Yeah.
Yeah. All of your Instagram friends are trying to sell you shit.
They are being paid... A lot of money.
Tons
by advertisers.
Of money. Oh my goodness!
It's... Like, how come I'm not getting paid to sell you guys stuff?
You could.
Oh man, I'm doing it. My Instagram account is so funny.
And a lot of like quote unquote millennials, like they are onto this, and good for them because they have now picked up on the fact that hey, if I have a lot of followers, I can get someone to pay me to talk to those followers about fucking anything. So
anything.
And they do. And they make money. There's a lot of people making money that way.
Yeah, and a lot of people who are like...
Not to their fault. Like,
not to their fault. But it's also really weird. I read this article about this this group of Tumblr people who were advertising like this like super sketchy like weight loss pills.
Mm-hmm.
And like that to me is like really scary because first of all, they're not advertising them like, hey, this is an advertisement. You guys should take these... diet pills because Jeff's diet pills are the best diet pills of all time.
No, they're just sucking them down probably and be like, oh, that's 15 pounds.
Yeah.
It's the biggest scam
It's the biggest
all.
Scam, and it has like almost no like repercussions. Actually, the only repercussions that happened were because YouTube didn't feel like they were getting their cut of the money.
Right. That's the only reason anybody cares.
Yeah.
The consumer is not having a good decade.
Not at all.
Guys, I want a better decade.
like, that's, don't that's we one all? Of the things, like, honestly, that is one of the things I would change. the FCC needs to get their shit together.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And get on board, because they're becoming completely useless. Not becoming. They are outdated. They are becoming completely useless. And we have all of these new ways of communicating with people that are not regulated at all.
Right. For TV, there's so many rules about like what you can, what you can't show, that the FCC has put on advertising. But that's not where most advertising even goes anymore.
Right.
Like, TV budgets shrink every year.
I don't want to get too far into like the whole Facebook like campaign thing or whatever, but that's actually a great example.
Do you want to talk about that? Because
let's talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Let's get into it.
Because when you say
you guys got a 5-hour show,
it's like when you're saying like it hasn't been good for consumers. Like that's where I'm at advertising is like I don't have a problem with commercials. Like I think sometimes commercials can be like really fun, and I like. Like, oh man, did you see that commercial? And like, you go talk
commercials
about
are
it.
Like benign at this point.
You know? Yeah, like I'm like totally fine with that if it's funny and it tells a story. There's like something I can take out of it. I don't feel like my time was wasted. But when I'm on like social media, especially like on Facebook, I'm getting ads for like single Asian women in my area.
Yeah.
You know, and like I'm so sick of like being bombarded with stuff that doesn't speak to me at all. You know, mm-hmm. that like somebody's like
right.
Just to like, you're like, oh, here's like a white man in his 30s. Like, what can we sell him on his Facebook wall?
Yeah, that's so interesting. Because,
and they're making
like,
assumptions about you, and we should talk about data, because that's it's the biggest, most dangerous thing that's happening in the advertising world right now. It's data.
Absolutely.
Is data.
Let's get into it.
Yeah, it's so interesting, just because like, okay, so we have Facebook, which claims that they're gonna target ads better than anywhere before. But you're still being targeted these ads that are maybe even less relevant than the ads that you are getting when you are watching TV.
Right.
Because they're making assumptions about you based on whatever.
Yeah.
And they're not a person, like an individual person has so much nuance to them. But if you look at just their browser history or their, you know, just anything about them on the surface, you get put in, all of us get put in these categories and buckets that honestly have less and less to do with who we actually are as people.
Yeah.
But they're selling these things. They're selling your private data to whoever will buy it, because there's really very, very, very loose regulations at this point, especially when you come to Facebook, stuff like Facebook, because Facebook, we're not a media company, fucking Zuckerberg, you fucking liar.
Right.
And then they just want all the benefits of being a media company without the regulation of being a media company. Mm-hmm. So they can sell you whatever the hell they want to.
I just think, like, why don't they sell me something that, if they've got all this access to information and they're supposed to, like, know who I am, why aren't they trying to sell me, like, stuff from REI that, like, I would probably buy? You know, like, they're selling me stuff that, like, doesn't seem to be, like, relevant to my life at all.
Well, isn't it, though? Like, you say, like, you're being, like, marketed at Asian women.
That, right.
Like, they know
well, that, I just
they
know that as an example.
I know,
like,
but,
typical,
like, they're probably making an assumption based on you've been to China. They're making... They know you're straight. They know you're, you know, they know all these things about you and the data is making assumptions about you, whether it's true or not.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, sometimes they land and a lot of times they don't. And it's one of the reasons that you have, you know, a lot of ads, and I'm calling them ads because they were ads, they were content, all this stuff about,
right.
You know, feeding into our biases about like politics and kind of where we stand on certain issues. They're making assumptions about you based on that, serving you content, for example, about, you know, I don't know, like I was reading a thing the other day, but like an ad about Russians buying, and I'm saying Russians loosely because it's like Russians seems like a really big group of people that might've been anybody, you know, mm-hmm. but they weren't just buying, they were buying stuff like ads from Black Lives Matter groups, like pro Black Lives Matter, but doing it in a way that like they knew that somebody that saw it
would react
negatively.
Oh, okay. Wow, that's so insidious.
No, they,
super fucking insidious.
They were
insidious.
Buying like on
and then,
all,
and
both
then targeting
sides of
people.
Every like on like both sides of every controversial conversation.
Yeah.
They would like get like the, you know, this one side of the argument that's, you know, people are who ascribe to it already are going to be, you know, further have their like bias confirmed. But then they would also do this thing where they would like buy ads for the opposite side of the conversation and undermine it.
Right. Like like Muslims for America or something. And then they'd start posting from Muslims for America stuff that they knew would piss off people or make people afraid of those groups.
Right.
But it was it, those people have nothing to do with Muslims, or, you know, they're in freaking Moscow or something. Yeah. But I mean, that's, and I know that there's a lot of people and a lot of controversy around this, and people are like, no, that's not happening, da da da. But it is happening. And meanwhile, you have things like Facebook being like, we don't know, we're just a, a social platform. And you're like, Facebook, you know what you're doing. You're making a lot of money off this, and their ads.
So what do we do about big data? Like, is this something like
it has to be illegal.
All right, so if big data is legal, which I'm actually all for that.
It can't be illegal, but it has to be regulated.
It has to at least be opt-in.
Here's what I want. I don't want them to take a bunch of, you know, information that's been gathered from, like, my cookies and, like, you know, my Facebook posts and stuff like that, and then form some sort of assumption about me. Not because I feel it's an invasion of my privacy. I'm fine with them getting to know me to sell me something I want, but, like, really get to know me. Like, like, why don't you read my Facebook posts? Why don't you listen to my podcast, shoot me an email or something, and then you know what? Then they would know to sell me, like, a backpack or a breakfast sandwich maker, that I like something that I would buy, or, like, a coffee grinder. Like,
that's the future.
These are the things that I want, and, like, if they, like, even talk to me for 20 minutes, they would know that. They would know what to sell me. Instead of the stuff that, like, I see, and I'm just, like, pissed off with, not only with the ad and whoever it represents, but even also the platform which it's being sold to me on. Like, how many people have, like, a love-hate relationship with Facebook at this point, where they're on it to connect with all their friends?
I don't know if there's so much love.
But they're just, like, so inundated with these, like, messages that they, like, it just feels like you're drowning in propaganda.
Yeah.
Whether it's political or advertising. Like, you're just, like, always being sold something.
Maybe there should be, like, a law on the books that's, like, at any given point in your life, you can only be advertised to 20% of the day.
Uh-huh.
Like, that'd be nice.
You get eight, like, I don't know how you would do this, but...
Yeah, like 20, there's 4 hours
maybe
of the
once
day.
All of our screens are really linked, like, they can only... It, like, blocks all ads after a certain percentage point or something, you know?
The question is, though, and this is to get back to your original point about, like, where advertising comes from, it's like, then there's a lot less money in the game. If you're only allowed to advertise people.
Well, you know what? They should be spending that money better. Honestly, there's so much money being wasted and thrown into garbage cans. I mean, I, like, especially by...
Are you willing to take a pay cut to make that happen?
No.
Yeah, right.
Are you kidding me? No more liquid lunches?
I don't get paid enough as is.
Yeah. So...
I do. I get paid a lot of money.
this is the problem. It's like, you say that, but it's like, you know, like... Whereas, I mean, like, the money comes from somewhere, and it's going somewhere.
Believe me, they are not spending that money on advertising, like, creatives. They are spending that money on media.
No. I didn't mean, like, Margie, you're the problem. I am
the problem.
Though. I mean that...
We're, like, the problem, Sam. It's okay. You can say it.
People who are, like, you know, keeping this economy going, like, are the people who are in it. It's like... Well, I don't know. That's not even true. It's also the consumers, right? Like,
it's definitely also the consumers. I mean, you're talking about, like, where the money is being wasted. I'll tell you where the money is being wasted. Every time you have a Walmart or one of these huge, huge companies, they'll go all the way. They'll go through a year of development over a campaign with, like, research and all this shit, and then they'll toss it, the whole thing, because, I don't know, somebody changed their mind at, like, the C-level they wanted, or somebody gets fired for embezzlement or something, and, like, the whole thing gets tossed, and it's, millions of dollars, or they're buying bajillions of dollars of media that, like, on a fucking Super Bowl spot or some shit, you know, and there's just so much money just going out the window in digital ads and things, because they think that that's really relevant, and that they think that that's how they're changing hearts and minds, and... It's just throwing money at the problem versus actually getting to your point, getting to know the people that you're trying to reach out to and what's important to them, or to, like, for what we do, actually, which is the biggest probably beef of every creative department ever, is, like, why don't you just make a cooler ad?
Yeah, exactly. It's like, you could have done something good, but you decided to do the really shitty thing
instead.
But you spent
$3 million on crap.
Yeah.
You know, on, like, hey, buy this now, Starburst. And they just think that if they put a shitty ad in front of, and they buy, you know, millions of dollars in ad placement, which is all the stupid banners you see on every stupid site.
Right. So that's, to me, like, even as a layman, that seems totally backwards to me to come up.
Oh,
with
you
this,
just gloss over them, don't
to,
you?
To yeah. Put yeah. this to do this like very bland message, you know, this very bland, forgettable thing, and then saturate
mm-hmm.
like every platform with it so that people just ignore it.
Yeah.
As opposed to like spending a lot less money on a much better idea,
yeah.
put it in a few places where people like see it and then they talk about it.
Right.
And actually like if it's like a part of a conversation or it's memorable, like the Doublemint gum fucking jingle that you can remember right. 30 years later, like that's
I like, wish advertising
why spend
was
so much money on like trying to like
okay.
put your message in front of every little corner.
Maybe this is somewhere where we can actually make a real change
yeah.
okay.
to advertising, which is that every company can only run one ad a year.
Ooh.
And it has
Ooh.
To be entirely different from every other company.
Oh, I love that idea.
Yeah, that's good.
That's cool.
Like a meritocracy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a meritocracy. And well, every ad has to be so different from every other ad that uh-huh. it's indistinguishable from...
You know, I almost think that, like, if you can only run one, that's going to naturally, they'll all be different.
Man, they're going to test the shit out of that. You want to talk about another place where they dump money?
Oh, yeah. Testing.
No testing.
No testing. No testing.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
That's people's bonuses that are attached to it.
Yes. Yeah. That's crazy.
Then I definitely want to get rid of it.
No. All of us want to get rid of it. It's the stupidest goddamn thing in the world.
It's like CMOs.
You want to talk about like why advertising sucks? It's because another reason data is ruining the world is they put everything has to go through testing and go through some focus group now. The focus group, which is, you know, obviously decisions by committee,
right.
which always works out super well.
It's always the best.
Always the super best. They whittle these things down into shadows of themselves, and then that's what goes out. But they have to, their design, this, even the creative that goes into testing is specifically designed
to be
not
good
for
at testing.
Real world shit, but to be good at testing
right.
in
that's
a focus
so
group
backwards.
Scenario
that's so,
so that executives can get their bonuses because their bonuses are not they're not tied to how well a product does in the marketplace. They are tied to how well something does in testing.
Which is so fucked
which
up.
Which is bullshit.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Yep.
Okay, so, one commercial. Let's take a quick like recap of what we've changed, especially in the past few minutes. I think we've made some really good ones. So, no big data. Like, if a company wants to sell you something, they actually have to, like, get to know you.
Yeah, they have to come to your house...
With a pizza.
They have to sit there and... Well, you have to sign up for it first.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the thing. If they're going to do this, I want to consent to it.
Yeah, they have to pay you.
Uh-huh. Oh! Yeah. I'm fine with that. Like, what if... All right, so...
If they want to get to know
if
you...
If they want access to your information...
They should have to pay you for it.
They should have to pay you for
it. They should pay you for it. They should come over to your house.
Like,
and,
not a lot, but just, like, something.
No, they should pay you a lot. they should come over to your house with a pizza,
that's
a check
like royalties.
For...
Right.
Yeah.
That's actually an interesting idea. In order to use your data, you should be paid royalties.
Yeah.
Like every time they use your data,
it's your information.
Another check in the bank.
Like treat personal data like intellectual property.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And you get royalties every time it's used.
Cool. Yeah. All right. So
I like that.
So big.
Everybody's gonna get rich.
Big data. Big data cannot be used wantonly in this sort of like Wild West scenario that we have now.
Without your express permission per piece.
Now they've got they have to get your consent and they're going to pay you for it.
Yep, like a SAG contract.
Totally on board with that.
Yep.
Companies can only put out one commercial a year.
Yep.
Which will incentivize them to come up with like really good products. But they can't test them.
No testing allowed.
Okay, they can test them, but you have to change the system of testing.
I think they shouldn't test. I don't know. I think test. I don't even agree that.
You know,
like,
there's
the baseline thing of like don't have bonuses tied to the testing, which that sounds really fucked up.
Oh, it's super.
I didn't know that they were doing that. But honestly, just like from a basic level, I think focus groups is a terrible way to decide anything.
It's part of this whole thing that society's been doing where we're not really allowed to make mistakes anymore.
Right.
And in order to. You know, everyone's so afraid of making a mistake, and they forget the fact that like mistakes are how you learn things, and mistakes sometimes are turn out the outcomes of those mistakes are what either change the world or change you for your life personally.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Like
yeah.
we as,
risk,
as humans, we need mistakes.
Yeah.
You know, and they've totally, as much as they can, tried to sanitize the entire creative. Process and what gets out in the world because they're so afraid of looking bad.
Yeah.
So how can we make ads more dangerous?
There you go.
There we go.
I think, what if you make I think there should be risky. Like a Hunger Games for ads kind of thing. Like a
yeah.
Like a because you know they have a stupid they have the stupid advertising film festival in France and Cannes every year. It's like the right. Cannes Film Festival, except it's for advertising. It's like it is as douchey as it sounds.
Yeah.
Like it's a bunch of executives drinking rosé on boats and like being globalist cucks like completely to the ninth degree, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And but however, like if you look at the ads that win during that festival, they're amazing.
Uh-huh.
They're beautiful ideas.
Yeah.
And it's the reason the whole thing exists, because it's the advertising industry saying, like, look, this is what advertising can be. You know, mm-hmm, like right. this is and a lot of them that win are for things that are,
it's not just cars doing figure eights and stuff.
No, sometimes it is, but uh-huh. the car is doing a figure eight in like some way that you're like, I have never thought of that. I can't uh-huh. believe these people are brilliant. Yeah. Like and some of it's really for helping solve real world problems, you know, with ad dollars and brand content. My point was that I forget my point. What were we talking about?
Well, that
we were talking about testing focus groups.
Oh, the Hunger Games of advertising. Games.
Oh, right.
So that is kind of what the Cannes Advertising Film Festival is a little bit. Like it's like all of the best ads in the world competing for these awards.
Okay,
that
so
none of us believe.
So how about this? How about we have Advertising Hunger Games? I think I kind of want to.
But whatever wins, that's the only thing it can run on.
That's right. That's exactly where I'm going.
You have to like make it through the gauntlet.
Your media share is determined by how well it does at the Advertising Hunger Games.
Well, I'm fine with that. But like, I'm curious about the like the logistics of this Hunger Games scenario that you've painted. Like, how is the competition taking place? Because
well,
commercial can't actually like throw a spear at somebody.
But what if it can? So if you if you create like a shitty ad. You know, and like you don't you puss out and like and totally create an ad that's garbage uh-huh. ads.
Yeah,
you die.
Like you're killed.
Oh wow! Like the people who made it, their life is on the line.
You know what? I'm
you really willing to
I'm looking at James right now. It's like, wait a minute, this is gonna backfire.
Yeah, like I've made ads that I'm not proud of.
Definitely.
Yeah,
but like the whole fucking conversation would change dramatically. Yeah, you'd have the creative department being like, go. Fuck yourself.
Yeah.
I am not making that banner ad.
I can't do it. My life is literally
on the line. I have
3
children.
Yeah. Yeah. So, no, I mean, I hesitate to put your lives on the line.
Maybe it should be the accounts. Let's just put the suits on the line.
Yeah. It's like, well, here's
maybe
the
CMOs.
Thing. Here's the thing.
Yeah, CMOs.
It's like, I appreciate the idea of, like raising the stakes on it and making it, like, there's like actually something to lose. But here's the thing is I think that if people had their lives on the line, I don't think that you would find,
they'd definitely go
I think
shittier.
They'd get shittier, right? Yeah. Like you get people even more afraid to do something original because they,
fear's not a good motivator.
It's not like everyone would be
media dollars
towards,
are, what if the media dollars are, I like yes. somebody said that, like if the media dollars were distributed based on the meritocracy,
mm-hmm.
it's a meritocracy. You create, you have to create a meritocracy out of the whole system.
Right.
I think if you have a commercial that is like determined to be
the best, most hilarious commercial of the year,
and you get in it,
you
like,
get
if
the Super
you win
Bowl
that,
ad.
Then you get the Super Bowl ad, you get to have your commercial played everywhere,
yep.
then you're going to have everyone striving to make the most original standout
that's pretty
commercial
good idea.
That you can. Meritocracy. I love it.
Maybe that should be like the new political movement.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck democracy. Fuck Republicans.
Merit.
Fuck everyone.
Merit. You have to earn it.
You have to earn it.
Yeah.
Pretty lazy, though.
Yeah.
All right. So what have we fixed so far? We've...
More jingles.
More jingles. What
we've jinglefied a lot of stuff.
Oh, we lowered the weekly hours for employees.
Oh,
true.
Thank
that's
God.
Right. Yeah. That's
so you guys have less time to do all this as well.
I'm kind of okay with that. Yeah. I don't think it really takes that long.
It does not take that. The only thing
you can't
it takes,
get it done in 35 hours, like, you know, you're probably not using your time well. I don't mean that to you specifically, but I think that...
Yeah, thanks,
I think
Sam.
So much... No,
no
really.
No,
I think, like, the reason your industry works such long hours just because they're doing it wrong.
Right. It is.
Well, they are doing it wrong. It's like the money and the time wasted is specifically only wasted on like middle management garbage, like mismanagement over too many levels of things.
Yeah. It needs to be approved 30 times before it gets to the actual decision maker who says no.
Yeah.
And then it's back to zero.
The person who has to fix that is the creative at the end of the line that gets to stay up till 4 a.m. because it's so important.
Right.
Yeah.
So, 35 hours. Take it or leave it. If it doesn't get done that time, it doesn't get done.
Well, and if you freelance the entire creative department, then if you want people to work more hours, you're going to fucking pay them.
You got to pay up.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay. All right. I think all the creatives are freelancers now.
I think all creatives should be freelancers.
Boom.
Yep. Okay. So we've got the hours under control. We've got creatives are freelancers. The best commercial of the year, winner takes all kind of thing. We didn't decide how that... Is that decided by judges or... How does that work?
I think it should be. I think it should be like an American Idol type of.
People get to like.
There's your focus group, right? Like
America.
Let people like create the thing and then like laugh at things that are real.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Versus making some like weird, like animatic that goes through testing.
They're so bad.
It's like weird.
Man, I made
computer people.
Oh my God.
Acting out.
This is giving me flashbacks. I made like this. The world's worst Board-O-Matic out of like stock photos.
I don't know what this word is that you guys are using.
Board-O-Matic is when you try to create a storyboard out of stock imagery.
From like Getty Images
so
or whatever.
Like you're trying to tell a story without any kind of assets.
Yeah, no assets. And it's just like always like the world's worst, shittiest looking video.
So you're doing stock photo slideshow kind of thing?
Yeah, essentially. Yeah.
That's a Board-O-Matic. There's different kinds of stuff. There's also, you can like do... Do you hire like a sketch artist to actually sketch out the
script. Frames, the keyframes, or whatever.
Yeah, the keyframes of the script, which I think actually isn't a bad way to necessarily
it's
look
better,
at something.
For
it's
sure.
definitely better. Yeah. But now because we're not allowed to fail, all of the companies take those sketches now that used to be what went through testing. Now they take those sketches, put them into these like weird computer animations, make these like really really weird animated. Like
it's like the world's worst cartoon.
Yeah, it's so weird. I feel like this
with
should
like
be
with like
on Nickelodeon.
Yeah, it's where it's like it always start. This commercial starts with two friends sitting at a picnic table.
Yeah,
one friend turns to the other one and says,
"Hello, would you like this burger?" Like we're not exaggerating.
No, that's
like the robot voice.
Yeah,
yeah,
totally. Yeah. And so they create the ad in this like weird animatronic style, and then they put it in front of these focus groups and be like, "Do you like it?" And people are like, "No, this is fucking weird.
We hate this."
seem like people.
And then all the research that comes back is always like, "Well, the ad isn't good," and you're like, "You don't get to make that thing anymore." Yeah, and you're like, "Yeah, no shit, idiots." You know. Yeah. Anyway.
So
I have so many rants.
So no more of those.
We're not doing any focus.
If you're gonna run things in if it's gonna be a Hunger Games of advertising or whatever, like let people, you have to make it and let people actually respond to real things.
Oh yeah, in my mind it was always like you're presenting a finished product.
Yeah,
right. You're presenting a finished product,
which is like up to you guys to make without like getting. That's
it
the thing.
Does
is
that, fall apart.
There
a
seems
bit.
Like there's so many fucking cooks in the kitchen. There's so many cooks.
But
in
that's
the
how it
kitchen.
Is. Yeah, that's how it always is. How do we reduce the number of cooks in this kitchen?
Well, for one, like...
Hunger Games.
Hire... I don't know.
After the first couple years, this takes care of itself.
Yeah. Mass executions.
Right.
Sponsored by Domino's. Don't worry, you'll get a pizza out of it.
Yeah, you'll get a pizza out of it, Sam. Don't worry about it.
That's right. You had me with the pizza.
Your best friend and your sister might die, but you'll have a pizza.
I get a pizza.
That's cool.
It's just a Domino's pizza, though. It's like not even,
it's not even a good pizza. No.
It's like remember their marketing campaign that was basically like, "We suck."
I do remember that.
We're gonna try to suck less.
Do you remember the Noid?
Yeah, no. I do remember the Noid. I loved the Noid.
I loved the
what
Noid.
Was the Noid?
Noid was Domino's, right?
Yeah, Noid was Domino's. He was a claymation dude who was like. A man dressed in like a bunny, red bunny suit.
Uh-huh.
But like a weird, he was
He's
weird.
Weird looking.
This has got to be pre-testing because if you put that shit through
people would be like, that guy's
no
fucking creepy. He looks like a pervert.
Get that away from my child. And it sold millions of people.
There was a video game. He had his own video game for like, Super Nintendo or Game Boy or something.
Was this in the
90s? Yeah, early 90s. Was he trying to steal the pizzas? I think he was trying to steal the pizzas. Mm-hmm.
I don't remember this campaign.
And he was like, he had this like, kind of voice.
He was a pizza thief.
Yeah, he was a pizza thief. He was like the Hamburglar
but pizza. For pizzas.
Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that's probably how they
pitched. I like any mascot that's about like stealing the product.
Yeah. And then you have like the little
it's
Caesar's
so
guy.
Good. Like there's like this criminal remember that can steal it.
Which guy?
Pizza.
Little Caesar.
Yeah, that's
also a weird character. Yeah. Like we don't have weird characters anymore.
That's right. Yeah. I like weird characters.
Yeah. They're the things that you remember, and they've been stripped out.
Yep.
Yeah. Snap into a Slim Jim.
Randy Savage.
I like that guy. So that guy because he was just so angry.
Snap into a Slim Jim.
He's just like, ah!
Yeah. It's like. I want a fucking Slim Jim right now. Yeah.
And I was like, I relate to this character. Let's just try and brainstorm an ad for our podcast real quick.
Yeah.
All right. So like, what's the first thing you'd ask is kind of like the goal of the podcast is what? To fix things?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fix everything.
Yeah. Like, if there's something broken,
we fix it. We're the Ghostbusters of... everything else.
So what do you
including
want
ghosts.
Other people to know? Somebody that's not listening, what message would you want them to undertake? What's the one thing you'd want them to understand about your podcast that would bring them in?
Practical solutions for real world problems.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, that's fine. I think it's misleading, but I'm fine with that.
It's also hard to make into a jingle. Practical solutions to real world problems.
It sounds like we sell. It
sounds like corporate.
Like we're like a consulting firm for like. You know, I don't know.
It's also not a very good jingle that I'm singing. You probably make a better one.
If you are a consulting firm, you probably don't want a jingle that's too good, because then they'll be like, these people are, I don't know, too wacky.
Yeah, true. That's a very good point.
Yeah.
I'm going to try and do a jingle to practical solutions for real world problems.
All right.
Do it.
Okay. Practical solutions for real world problems.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. Yeah, I like that you incorporated the robot voice.
Yeah.
Well,
most of our listeners are bots.
Yeah,
so
you
got
to speak to your audience.
Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
When they hear themselves in the ad, this ad is for me. It's the only way people know that the ads are for them.
Yeah, if your audience can
do it in their voice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got one, Sam?
A jingle?
Yeah.
Or any ad.
Practical solutions for real world problems. Yeah, don't you know.
Practical solutions for real world problems.
Yeah.
That's good. I like the reputation.
Anyway.
I really think you should leverage your existing jingle, which is amazing.
Uh-huh. It is pretty good.
What's that thing? You do it?
Yeah, Sam does it. Do it.
Improvement sound.
Do it.
Yeah, I mean, that should be your tag.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. It's inquisitive and...
astonished?
Yeah, and also a little like abrasive.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty good encapsulation of our podcast.
Right, yeah, that noise. Yeah,
that's
we have. Yeah, would you do it in a jacket? Would you do it in a hat?
Would you do it like this?
Would you do it like that?
It also sounds like lyrics. Just enough sexual.
Uh huh.
Yeah, that's our other. Yeah. That's also very on brand for us.
That's very much part of the show, how we do it. Yeah, and that's not how we do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are we going to be like telling like any kind of story with this ad, or like are we trying to like describe what the show does? Who like are we trying to reach our existing audience or new people?
New people.
Okay. New people.
New people.
We need to
grow our business.
You guys need humans, not bots.
Yeah.
Humans, not bots.
Humans, not bots.
So so that means we kind of need to like give them an idea of what the show is.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, at this point I'm kind of thinking that I know that we kind of ragged on them early in the podcast, but maybe we need to make a Board-O-Matic and test it.
Yeah. We only get one shot at this.
Yeah.
I think you guys should have, like, more guest appearances.
Uh-huh.
We should
because, have more guest appearances. But, like, you know, people that have, like, their own followings, not like myself, who has no friends. Like, find people that have, you know, have, like, their own...
Let's get Ariana Grande on the show.
That's a very like tried and true type
of a good way to do
strategy,
it.
But
yeah.
Then if like I had a following, then I'd be like, hey, I better listen, that was on.
Mm-hmm.
That's not how I do it.
Yeah,
we should definitely do that. We were talking about
advertising. Yeah.
Sam, pull some favors.
Do you know any famous people?
Do I know any famous people?
Or people with
any social media
presence?
You know what?
I might.
We don't actually need to know them. We just need to pay them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
We'll just find some social media influencers.
Uh-huh.
Have them on the show. Make sure that they're paid enough that they'll promote it on their social media channels.
It doesn't have to be celebrities. It can just be like people that have like a pretty decent following.
Oh, yeah.
Just a lot of friends, you know? And then they...
Yeah. That's that sneaky advertising, though, that you guys said you wanted to get rid of.
Yeah,
I was doing a more direct...
I'm totally fine doing it for myself.
I gotcha.
But that's also the thing is, like, it is advertising, but it's not. Like, that very much blurs the line because it's like, yeah, you're advertising. You're not really advertising. You're just creating better content at that point. And and someone that's invested in it is then supporting it.
All right. So how about this? From now on, it's just you and me, Sam. We forget about Jared.
Jared, you're out.
Jared's out. And he's replaced. Every week, there's a different celebrity.
Yeah.
Or influencer.
I like the idea. All right. I'm on board as long as we say every week, we say Jared couldn't make it this week. So we're having so-and-so fill in.
But just don't tell Jared.
Right. Just be like, sorry, Jared. We had to sub you out again.
Yeah.
Keep bumping him.
And Jared, if you're listening.
Yeah. Until Jared becomes a celebrity in his own right, then he can come back
then
on the show.
Then he can be on the show, but only for 1 week.
I think Jared should come back and like sabotage. You need to also create like some drama for the show.
That's a great idea.
And like have like a whole side plot going on where like Jared picks up on this because he actually listens to this one podcast ever. Uh-huh. And devises his own
way to take down. I kind of feel like he's already trying to
sabotage the show.
Yeah.
You have to market that, though.
I feel that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. We do need to get that.
Yeah.
In
like
there.
He's against you, but he's also with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Like on the underline.
Right now, it's more of like a subtext. We need to make that
bring it out in the open.
Yeah. Like just create this whole storyline about how Jared fucking hates you guys.
Yeah.
You guys seem to get along. I feel like he and I seem to disagree about a lot of things.
You do disagree, or do you?
Me and Jared disagree about a lot of things.
Oh, well, let's talk about it.
It's all right. I mean, that's kind of like the
premise. I think all friends kind of disagree about a lot of things.
That's the premise of the show, is to find the things that we disagree about, and that's where it's best, is when we do not agree.
Yeah.
So.
Mm-hmm. That's good friends, actually.
That's good friends.
That's good friends right there. Hear that, Jared? You're back in. Yeah.
Now what?
I think,
Did we do it?
I think we did it.
Yeah, we got it.
Woohoo!
All right. That has been our show on advertising for this week. Thank you, Margie, for coming.
Yeah, thanks, sis.
Thanks for having us in your...
My house?
In your house.
Oh, yeah, we also did this in Margie's house.
Yeah, which is very nice.
So that's a double thank you.
Yeah, double thank you.
Mm. Anytime.
Double thank you from both of us, which makes it a quadruple thank you.
Double your thank yous, double your fun. Never mind.
W podcast. Double gum.
Yeah. There we go.
Yeah. This episode was brought to you by Double Mint Gum.
Yeah.
And Domino's.
Yeah. So if you are a bot and you want to get in touch with us, or if you are an advertiser and you want to sponsor our show, you can do so by writing a review on iTunes.
Yeah. It's where all of our corporate correspondence.
Yeah. It all happens on iTunes reviews.
The iTunes reviews.
And if you have anything else, go ahead and tweet at us at ThatSnotPod. Who do you want to give a special thanks
to?
Well,
I think we have to give a special thank you to Margie.
Yep.
My sister.
Mm-hmm.
You're welcome. I think we need to thank bots.
And also a thank you to bots.
For ruining the election. advertising.
Yeah.
And
listening to our show.
And listening to our show.
Ruining our country and... making this podcast.
Yeah, making this podcast great again.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for advertising. See you guys next time.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.